Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening, brother?
What is good?
Hey, man, feeling blessed.
And highly favored.
Hey, man, can you feel any other way?
No, I don't think you can. Marky Mark, what's going on in your world, brother?
Just being me. And that's blessed.
I love it. From Discovery Plus.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm.
This is...
What come is on it? Now.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
Woo! Guess who I am? I am the Marcus Harvey.
And I am Jawan Mass.
And don't forget about your boy, smooth-talking Daylan Spratt, baby.
Okay.
If you have not seen our hit show...
And it is a hit.
Out the park.
Oh, my God. We are Atlanta's premier paranormal investigator.
Maybe, can we say the country now in the world?
Listen, we are... The world's
yes.
premiere. No. That's
the universe.
That's still
universe.
Too small.
Universe.
You're right. We are the galaxy's
come on.
Premier paranormal investigators. Listen, when I tell you we love the history, mm-hmm. we love investigating. Mm-hmm. And Jawan, what else do we love?
I believe we love getting scared.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Nah, bro.
See, you would think by the what episode is this that he would have got it. But it's okay.
But it's all right.
Hey,
it's scared. He is scared.
We love
you know why? Because he's not scared.
He's
but he
never,
is scared. But this one's going to scare him. I know this one's
going
to scare
why? Him. You know why? Because on this podcast, we're going to look at some of the most creepy, infamous tales that we can find. I mean, like, where did these urban legends come from? We're going to investigate them. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to some experts. And we maybe might even channel some spirits.
What?
Whoa.
Well, let me tell you real quick. Today's episode is a story out of New Jersey. This family moves into this beautiful home in this fancy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And just days after moving in, they start getting these creepy letters. I'm talking about these
what?
Like, stupid, creepy letters, bro.
Mm.
And it's clear this person knows them. It's watching them.
What?
And each letter is signed the same way. The Watcher. All right, now listen. Okay, listen. Back in 2014, this family, the Broaddus's, they bought this home in Westfield, New Jersey. And Westfield is a very upscale neighborhood. Mm. I mean, the home is $1.4 million. This is back in 2014, so that's some stretch right there. It had mm-hmm. six bedrooms. But then just days after that, scary stuff starts to happen.
Wait. Hold on. Tell me more, bro. Tell me more.
They start getting letters from someone who calls themselves the Watcher, bro.
Mm.
Okay. That's suspicious.
All right. Now, the Broadduses have three small kids, man. And these letters, I mean, the Watcher says they're keeping a close eye on the family. And they got three small kids, bro. So, you know, I mean, that, if I get that when I'm moving into a new, you know, a new house, a new neighborhood, that's the first thing that I'm getting, bro.
It's just not welcoming, bro. It's
yeah, you like most people show up to your doorstep with like a sweet potato pie,
mm-hmm. bread basket,
or maybe for our listeners, a pumpkin pie,
maybe pancakes,
maybe
Ooh, maybe pumpkin spice pancakes and waffle mix.
Well, he definitely did do that. He definitely did do that.
No, they putting letters in the mail.
The letters got so freaky that it made the news. The Watcher story was on the Today Show. Man, we got a clip.
The Watcher wrote, "My grandfather watched the house in the 1920s, and my father watched in the 1960s. It is now my time. Why are you here? I will find out."
Hey, hold on, hold on. So this Watcher is saying he's a third generation Watcher?
That's right. The mm-hmm. Watcher.
He comes from a long line of Watchers.
A long line. I mean, that's right. I mean, the Watcher claimed to know the house well. They would call stuff out.
My daddy was a Watcher.
And my great-granddaddy.
And my great-grandpappy was a Watcher.
It's been passed down. Creepy has been passed down to me generation after generation. I mean, these people would know what's happening on the inside of the house, like details on the inside. The Watcher claimed that they ran the halls of this house as a kid. And they asked the family if they find what they hid inside the walls. Like, to ask the house, you know how crazy that is? For me, it put in a letter, "Hey, did you find that thing that I left in 76?
In the wall?
In the wall.
Say, listen, it's only three things that would you hide in the wall.
Come on, okay. Now.
Listen, money.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Drugs.
Dope. You got that thing wrapped up, like Spitter said. You got
what's
that thing wrapped up so the dogs can't smell it. Mm-hmm. And what's the other thing?
A dead body.
Wait, I mean, you know, y'all say dead bodies, but you know, and this family, you know, they wanted to make it work, right? So they hired experts, private investigators, but they never like felt safe. You know what I'm saying? They never felt safe moving forward in that house. So a renter moves in, and
the cryptic correspondent striking one last time in February 2017. The Broaddus's say a renter received a letter listing various forms of revenge, along with the message, "You are despised by the house," and the Watcher won.
And the case is still unsolved to this day.
To this day?
To this day!
What day?
Wow. So you're telling me this Watcher guy is still out there just
Watching folks.
That is disturbing.
Quite.
But guess what, guys?
What's that?
I got something really, really, really exciting in store for you guys.
What you got?
Okay. You see, we actually have a writer who talked to the family. This guy has literally seen the letters and is going to go into detail about all of that next.
I'm intrigued.
All right, now, so typically we hold off until the end of the episode before we start doing interviews. But today's a special day. We felt like we needed to bring in our guest as soon as possible because he knows so much about today's legend. Because you see, back in 2018, Reeves Wideman, he wrote an amazing story of the mystery of the Watcher in the New York Magazine. So today we're going to bring him on in and hear about what he knows and what happened to the family and what questions still remain unanswered. Reeves, welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you for having me, Dylan. It's good to be here.
So I was wondering if you could take us back to the very beginning, to like when the family got the very first letter.
Yeah, so this family, they got a couple of different letters. And some of these letters were referring to the fact that the Broadduses had three children and talking about moving stuff in and out of the house as if this person was, you know, nearby and kind of watching some of this stuff that was going on. So it seemed, at least at the beginning, as if it was someone who either knew the family or at least was right there and literally watching them. And they knew details about the house. And at one point, they even described one of the family's children painting on an easel in one corner of the house, which would have had to be something that only someone who not only was in the area, but had gotten pretty close to the house could actually see. So it really felt like it was someone nearby.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
Yeah, completely. And I think for a family with like three young kids all under the age of 10, it was, you know, creepy and very much felt like they were in danger.
Yeah. Because, I mean, on one hand, it could be this mass murdering serial killer. And then on the other hand, it could be like the lady across the street. You know what I mean? It's just like,
yeah. And you had no idea. Is it just someone who's a little bit crazy and is kind of getting off on sending some kind of spooky letter? Is it someone who was an enemy or someone who just didn't like you for whatever reason? The Broaddusses had no idea. And so suddenly everything and anyone around them was suddenly suspect.
So did the previous owners of the house, did they receive any letters?
They did. They received one letter shortly before they moved out, a couple weeks before. They got a letter from someone, again, calling themselves the Watcher. And in that letter, that family says it was so sort of benign and just kind of appreciative of the fact that they had taken care of this home over the years, that they just kind of took it and threw it away. It wasn't creepy. It wasn't threatening in the way that the letters that the Broadduses were getting suddenly were.
So they don't have no suspects or no one they didn't think they might have known who did it?
There were kind of different places that they went in their heads. And, you know, there was a neighbor on the block who was kind of an oddball and had suffered from some mental illness that people kind of knew about in the neighborhood. And so there was some suspicion of that person. The police did eventually take it seriously enough that they took the letters, they took DNA samples, and according to the police, they ruled this person out based on DNA. Yeah.
So what happened? Did they stay in the house? Did they move? Are they still there?
So they were still living in the same town already. And so they stayed in their house for a while. And then eventually they had to move out. And, you know, there was a lot of back and forth between the husband and wife here of should we move in? You know, we don't want to get like, you know, just pushed out of this dream house that we've been wanting for so long. But they ultimately never moved into the house. It's really, I think in the abstract, it's like easy to talk about what I would do differently. Yeah, of course, I'm not going to get pushed around like this. But like, when it's suddenly happening to you, you know, are you going to take that risk for a house? You know, the thing for this family was partly like, yeah, you'd be fine. You know, when you're in the house, everything's going to be fine. You're there. No one's going to mess with you. The first time you're like, okay, my wife and I are going to go out to dinner. We're going to leave the kids at home. Like, that's going to be scary. If there's a person who really is just sitting there watching you, like, are you going to be able to bring yourself to kind of do that? You know, you're even just living in this town, like they would talk about going to the grocery store and they're like looking around, like, is that the person? Is that the person? Is that the person? Like,
yeah,
just, you know, the fear sort of became all consuming.
Okay. So you said someone else has the house now, right? Or no?
They eventually sold the house. They've first found some people to rent it. You know, so they could kind of cover their mortgage for a while. While they again bought this other house in town, and eventually they found someone to buy it. You know, it had been a number of years since the letters, arrived, and, you know, nothing has happened. And so these other families, you know, were able to buy a really nice house at a discount, you know, there was this stigma around this house. And so, which again is an insanely nice, huge house in this incredibly nice neighborhood. You know, someone was finally willing to take a risk on it. And so far it's worked out.
So they haven't received any letters or anything?
As far as I know, no new letters. No new letters.
Do you have to disclose that type of information when trying to sell a house like that?
Technically, the law is weird here, and
yes,
it's sort of state by state. I mean, there's a New York law there's this famous case, is kind of the Ghostbuster ruling, where if there was, you know, a murder or if there was a possible ghost haunting in a house, in certain states, you do have to do it. In New Jersey, you don't. Mm-hmm. And so, So in this case, you know, not that they would have, but the family before didn't need to disclose the letters. In this case, you know, the letters were news. We'd written about it. Other people had written about this. So no one was coming into this house. And you know, the family also said, like, we're going to tell people, like, this was so crappy for us. We're not there's no way we could, you know, try to sell the house, try to flip the house without telling people how scary it was to some other family in case it happens to them.
Greaves, man, I appreciate you, brother, man. You have been a pleasure to talk to, man. I appreciate you shedding this light into this family's, like, experience, man. It definitely gives you a brand new respect on, like, keeping a watchful eye around your surroundings and in your neighborhood, man. So I definitely appreciate your time today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to try our best to summons up some spirits and see if they can maybe tell us who, what, when, why, or where the Watcher may be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So, guys, you see this here?
Mm.
This?
What you got there, bro?
Is a Ouija. What I've always found it to be interesting, because the last letter is an A. I would have thought it would have been called a Ouija.
Mm-hmm.
A Ouija.
We just going to play with the spirits like that in here?
Hey, man.
Because I'm wondering, what? Why would you? This just ain't what? Got nothing to do with a Ouija board.
So, let me ask you this, though.
What,
this,
thing
is, this thing is wrapped in plastic. This is a gateway, supposedly, to, like, hell. And the only thing stopping the devil from coming out this is a piece of plastic.
Oh, but wait, have on. You tried to open a CD before?
Yeah, you're right.
You can see, you can definitely tell why the devil has used that to block himself in. I'm just going to cover myself. I'm going to let y'all do it. Y'all can do what y'all do.
Wait, God, can you include us?
Father God, me and the producer, we just thank you for allowing us to be.
Samesies.
I'm on this too. For us to be in righteous and beautiful before your hands. Keep us protected. Let them other two who are going to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, God, I'm jumping in on the end of that.
Break it down to me why you brought your
watcher. This is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Okay. So nobody knows who this watcher person is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right?
I'm following you.
All we know is that they're sending these letters out the blue to this family and warning them about this house and why they should not be in this house and watching them while they're in this house. But they know too many fine details about the family in this house. So to me, maybe the Ouija board, if we ask it, might be able to tell us maybe some type of clue about who the watcher could actually be.
All right, so let me follow your logic.
Yep, follow it. Follow it.
So the family hires a private investigator.
Yep, that didn't work.
They called the cops.
Yep,
that didn't work.
And so you said, hey, I heard about y'all's story.
Yep.
On the Today Show.
Yep. From a clip. You ain't watched the whole episode.
You watched the whole episode.
It was audio.
I know how we can get to the bottom of this.
Yep.
Let's open up a Ouija board in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
And see if we get to the bottom of this.
Yep. That's how that sound to you?
Don't even put that box over here.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Keep that on your line.
All right. Okay, here we go.
You know what you're doing?
I don't. I've never unboxed the Ouija board, but I feel like
the fact
that there's not even an instruction manual lets you know
that it's in the wrong hands.
Man, come on now.
Hold on, let's get it out. Okay. All right, here we go.
Wait, does it have pieces in there too?
Like, guys, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little disappointed. This thing is literally made out of cardboard, bro. Like plastic and cardboard.
Let me break this down to you, Daylen and Jawan, since y'all
we listening.
Since y'all just willy nilly always do this during every episode.
Okay.
And y'all don't see the severity of what
okay.
we do.
Okay.
Just because it's cardboard,
yep,
doesn't mean that the spirit don't see the intent. You feel what I'm saying?
Ooh.
You seem to know a lot about Ouija boards.
Have you been reading your Bible?
Scripture based. I am. Okay. Come on now.
So my goal is to genuinely just to ask questions. Like, what if? What if somebody on the other side knows who the watcher is? What if they can shed some light onto it? What if we can crack a mystery that's been going on since 2014?
See, you heard.
I like those stakes.
You got doors slamming in here now. I don't know what kind of portals you're about to open.
I don't either.
Go ahead, but I'm just going to be over here.
Okay. You just keep the watchful eye.
Lila, we over here.
Jawan, you with me, Brody?
Lila, I'm here.
Are you going to put your hands on this plankard, is what they call it?
All right.
Now, what kind of questions y'all going to ask?
I think it'd be like yes or no questions. Then we can go there.
All right, fellas. If we going to do this, we might as well do it the right way. Okay. And like the Ghost Brothers way, man.
I like that.
You know, anytime that we go into these crazy haunted places, we always go with the purest of intentions, man, the purest of hearts, and we like let our motives be known. So I think before we crack open this six pack, crack open this 40 ounce, this spiritual 40 ounce, that we ought to let our intentions be known, man. And that is just genuinely for us just to get some answers and to see if we can help a family out. They made a $1.4 million decision, bro.
Mm.
They deserve to know some answers. We don't want to dibble dabble, shibble shabble,
scribble scrabble
with anything on the dark side. We're looking for only positive light and great responses. So if you can help us out, we would love to speak to you. Jawan, are you ready?
I think I'm in the right headspace.
Marcus, you got our spiritual backs?
Yeah, me and Jesus are going to be talking over here.
I hope you have him on the main line.
Just don't keep him distracted. We need his full.
I'm about to show up every YouTube clip in my phone.
All right. So listen, we hear that there is a story of someone named The Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with who The Watcher is? Jawan,
you pushing it? Are you pushing it?
You are bullshitting.
Are you pushing?
You are BSing.
Bro.
I swear I'm not.
I'm not moving it.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. No,
yes,
I'm
you
not.
Are.
It's a lot of tension coming my way, bro.
A whole lot. I'm not.
What direction is it moving
not.
In?
I'm not.
What direction is it moving in?
Marcus.
Marcus.
I am not, though.
Marcus.
I am not, though.
Oh.
Y'all wrote a check not, that your ass can't cash.
What does that say?
Bro, it stopped on yes. I swear I am not moving. Join.
So, as I'm looking over here from a distance,
what?
I literally see that it's on yes. This is exactly why I don't play with that stuff.
Could you?
No. Go ahead. Keep doing what y'all doing. No, do what y'all doing. Since y'all,
hold on.
No,
all
okay.
the listeners on here, listen. All the good ones, wash your ears. All the other ones, come on now. Listen. That's y'all asked for it.
No,
y'all here
wait,
now.
Wait. Honestly, Jawan, I've been knowing you, bro, for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Jawan's face. There's
Did
no
you
way. No,
move
he didn't do it.
This little Dorito.
This chip?
Yes.
No, bro, look at it like this.
Yes.
I can't pull it towards me.
You're right.
I can't pull it towards me.
You're
so
right.
That's why I asked you, did you push it?
You're right. And I didn't push it.
So now y'all saw
because
it.
Because I even
here.
Took my hand up. I lifted my hand off the board.
Right.
So you would have to, you would.
And I can't, I mean.
You would feel me pushing.
All right, now
I'd have to have some sticky fingers.
Well, bro, I'm not trying to be funny.
Reset? Or we done?
No, we can't be done because you got to buy it.
Y'all better hurry
we'll close
up,
close it out if
hurry
you don't know.
We run
out of time.
I got to get my kids and y'all opening portals.
You need to be Googling.
You need to be Googling how to close.
Close a Ouija board.
Hey, listen, we just opened up something we shouldn't have.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. All right, so it says.
Wait, why would he say that's interesting?
Well, because, I mean, think about it.
Wow, that's interesting.
We asked, do you know who the watcher is?
Mm-hmm.
And this thing went straight. Okay, Marcus.
Okay. I didn't say that.
So you're sticking your toe in.
No, I ain't.
You're sticking your toe in.
He ready. Listen,
okay. I got
ready.
My Air Force Ones on.
Okay.
He ready. At the pool.
Excuse me.
I got the Air Force Ones.
Whoever's on the other side, my friend Marcus over here wants to know.
He down to ride.
He wants to know.
I don't even know you.
Can you tell us the first letter of the name of who the Watcher really is? Can we just get the letter?
If I'm going to be in it, I'm going to ask the whole name.
Juwan.
I'm not doing anything.
Now they over here. Look at them. You see?
Okay,
this is why I don't play with these boys. Lay over here. Look at them.
Marcus, for you not to be a part of this game, you got questions you want answers to.
No questions.
Marcus, ask another question.
One more question.
Ask one more.
I didn't ask the first question.
No. You just asked it.
If I was to ask a question, this is just hypothetical.
What if you was to ask a question?
If I was to hypothetically ask a question,
yeah. What would it mean?
I would have been like, did you live there? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not even. See, listen. Pastor Jerron C. Williams, listen, I love you. Pray for me every Sunday. I love you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So to Marcus's question, did you live there?
I did not. I said if hypothetically, if I was to ask.
Bro, it's moving. And I see what you're saying, how when it's moving in your direction, if you're not pulling it. Juwan. You're pushing it.
I am not pushing it. I low-key want to take my hand off.
Okay, guys. It was on yes, and it has now moved to the center of the top of the board over the sign that says the name of it.
I mean,
Is it still going?
It's really moving towards the no.
It's moving towards the no. It's not to the no yet.
No.
Okay, is it going towards a letter?
Why I need to pay attention? I'm going to church this Sunday.
Bro, my fingers are not on it.
No, sir. I'm trying to like. Okay, look, I had to take my hands off that Dorito chip or the planchet.
No, that's stupid.
Okay,
I'm not going to be funny. I saw that thing still moving when y'all took your hands off it.
Okay, and we're not tripping,
see,
right?
Can I put this out here? This is why I don't like listening to producers of shows who are never in the room. Because, see, they're sitting all kind and nice, eating chips, got their kids all nice in the background while we're over here, and they got Sage. Okay, they got Sage.
Oh.
But we're over here watching Ouija Dorito chips moving on their own about something that ain't got nothing to do with no watchers.
But, Marcus, this ain't even had nothing to do with us.
At all.
None of this.
Why?
All right, close this thing up, please.
Okay, all right, we're going to end it. Let's end it. Now, come on.
Do we have to put our hands back on it to end it?
Yes, bruh. See,
you don't even know the rules. That's why we in this situation.
I don't. I thought you was
this Googling. How they sign. You see this how they sign up stuff?
All right, quote. How do you. What is
do we.
It? You both put your.
This is why they ain't woke.
All right.
This is why they fall for anything, man.
All right. Thank you on the other side. We appreciate all the effort and strength that it took for you to come forward and walk down this aisle. Please do not follow us home.
Nope.
Yeah, man, because we, you know, man, people got bills and families and all that type of stuff, man. We ain't got time for all that misunderstandings and all that. So you just stay where you are and just know that we appreciate the two answers that you gave us. We're going to go ahead and end this session out with a goodbye.
Goodbye. A hard goodbye.
Bro, put your hand back on it, man.
Oh, man.
Put it on the goodbye. We got to put it to the goodbye.
We got to move it to the goodbye.
Boom.
Get up out of there.
Woo! Hey, can we talk about that for a quick second? We play around a lot. Like, we joke around a lot. But when it comes to stuff like this, we don't. Because we don't want to play with stuff that we don't know with what we're playing with. But you said something, Marcus, that really threw me off, bro. You sat there and said you saw the little chip move.
That joint move, bro.
When me and Juwan took our hands off of it.
Not only did I say that.
I saw that, too.
Not only did I say that, but in the beginning, I told you guys, it don't matter if it's plastic and cardboard.
Say that again for the congregation.
Y'all can play with it if y'all want to, though.
Say it one more time for the congregation.
Who even put that on the kids' aisle? Right? Who would even put that right beside Monopoly?
Yeah. It should definitely be next to the condoms.
It should definitely be under lock and key. Like, you got to show ID.
The Ouija board beside Candyland.
Yeah. It should be.
That should be. Ouija board should be in the motor oils.
It should be.
Or in the garden section, so you can bury that.
Okay.
Because that's right. The devil.
All right.
That thing was moving when you took your hands off of it.
It did. That's crazy.
I think it's now safe for you to talk, Marcus. Okay. I think we're cool.
All right, man. Listen.
I think we're out of here. I think that board is closed.
Is it safe for me to talk?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, I think the coast is clear, man.
Because I have something to share with you guys. You got to hear this story from one of our listeners, man.
What do we have today?
All right, so today we have Devika Singh. Now, she wasn't in a haunted house per se, but she was in a haunted hostel. You see how I did that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here she is.
So starting from my teenage years, I had stayed at one of the most haunted hostels in Canada, which is located in Ottawa. It's an old jail, and it's amazing. And I actually, on a snowy night, had gone to a parliamentary building with people who were on the same leadership conference as me, like in the same group. And a friend of mine who's from high school, who was also chosen for this trip, her and I, we took photos in front of this hostel at night, and she had taken one of me, and then I had taken one of her, and there was an outline in the photo of what seems to be the side profile of a gentleman walking in front of the camera. You know, some people have been like to me, well, why do you know it's not the snow? But like, I took so many photos that night in the snow and nothing came out like that at all. And actually, everywhere in that hostel, I felt something really strange or off or like not quite right. I kind of got validation later that something had happened in each of those places. And there would be like unassuming places, like, you know, there was a dent in a stairwell and apparently somebody had hung themselves in that stairwell and they were cut down from the rafters. And when they, you know, when that body had hit the floor, there was a dent in the floor. And I had remembered just seeing that dent and feeling really weird about it. And there was another room we had to put our luggage in. And that room was used to hold certain people captive. And I found all this out because, like, after the trip, I decided to do research on the hostel. And sure enough, this very detailed article had outlined everywhere that I had felt something weird. So there was that.
Wait a second, guys. So she takes pictures in front of his hostel.
Yep.
And there's a guy in the pictures?
Yeah, this guy literally walked in front of the camera.
You got the watcher and then you got the walker. You know what I'm saying? Like the watcher and the walker walking
sounds
on
like
down.
A bad Western.
Mm.
The watcher and the walker. Wee-wee-oo! Wah-wah-wah!
Devika, thank you so much for that submission. We appreciate it. That was a creepy one for sure. Anyone listening, if you have ghost stories to share, send us a voice memo at storiesforghostbrothers@gmail.com. That's storiesforghostbrothers@gmail.com. I mean, we really want to hear them. Send them in. Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is a Discovery Plus podcast. From Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. Our show is produced by Neon Hum Media. At Neon Hum, our executive producer is Jonathan Hirsch. Our lead producer is Joanna Clay. Our associate producers are Chloe Chobel and Evan Jacoby. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. And editorial support, that comes from Nick White. Music is by Asha Ivanovich. Our concept is by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Josh Hahn and Hansdale Sue engineered this episode. Man, thank y'all so much for listening to Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. Man, we love sharing these stories with y'all.
And hearing yours, man. Please keep those coming.
And don't forget to rate us and review us. I mean, it all helps, folks. I mean, we need to get to the top. Give us to the top. Take us to the top,
come
y'all.
Come on, baby.
Just be generous.
Just be.
Come on,
make
man.
Us, bring
your
make
boys
us
to
famous,
top.
Baby.
Make us feel good.
Make us to the top.
Wait. See, now you're taking way too far.
Way too far.
Way too far.
But hey, guys, that's our show. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all for hollering at the Ghost Brothers with Urban Legends.
And always remember, keep it funky and freaky.
Is that what,
like, the stories?
Is that what they're supposed to remember?
Yeah.
Funky and freaky?
Yeah. Funky and freaky.
That's how we sign it.
That's funky, how we go sign out.
With the episode
funky
of The Watch.
Freaky.
Oh. You want to keep it funky and freaky.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.